He does come and visit?
Yes, he come and visit. If they go out to dinner, Beverly's with him. So he has two boys, and he says, I want to take her to see her brothers. I want to introduce them to you. Beverly says, she'll meet him sooner or later. Beverly says, as long as I'll just tell her, if you ever meet anybody and their name is Boshigan, that's either your brother or your cousin. So forget about them.
Are there differences in the way Vanessa has been raised than, say, Beverly was?
I don't think not too much difference. I really don't. I don't know what improvements I made, but one thing is different from Vanessa. Vanessa has always been in the nursery, whereas Beverly stayed with my sister and my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a difference. And I did say, tell Beverly, I did not want to keep her. I did not want to keep Vanessa myself because I preferred her to go to a nursery school. So I'd rather work in center. Rather than to leave a home. So I think going to the nursery school is much better.
Those first, I know most nursery schools don't accept very young children. Was there a time when she wasn't?
Beverly found a nursery that accepted her 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So that was fine. And the name of it was the Big Sisters. Big Sisters League.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of that one?
Is that sort of like Big Brothers or something?
Well, slightly. Well, what it really is, it was for rich girls who had babies and wanted to have the babies. They didn't want to have an abortion, but they didn't mind going through with the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a home where they would go and stay and have their babies, and then they'd leave them there for adoption. They could take them home or they could hide them out or whatever they wanted to do with them. But they call themselves the Big Sisters, so they call themselves Big Sisters for the little girls, you know, sort of like to take care of them. And it's up here on right off of Wilshire, and right off of Vermont, sort of like in the corner of Vermont and Wilshire, right in that area there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice place. They have a great big old 2-3-story house where it houses the girl. I think they said they take 43 or 45 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then next door to that is where they built their little nursery. And when they're building the little nursery, it really is not exactly for the girls that live there to have the babies, but they saw the fact that they need a nursery school to take care of small children.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's hard to find a place to take a child at, you know, a lap age like that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd only want to take a baby when he's 2.5 years old, but they found out that if a woman has to work. And she should work if she want to work, you know, if she doesn't have a husband or something. But 6 weeks is as long as you can stay off from a job.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's why they took them on at 6 weeks. And it sure was a lovely place. And they get help from the county, partly. You know how some of the girls are on the county or something like that, and they train them up or do something with the Mm-hmm. You got to give them some kind of a work to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they change hands quite a bit. And one of the things that the head lady said about the nursery and about taking care of the children, she said colored women make better babysitters or baby nurses or whatever it is. That's something, I don't know what, why she come up with that conclusion, but that's what she said. And they have quite a few colored that takes care of the babies. And the little babies never spent a lot of time in the playpen. They had one girl took care of three babies only. And they had, each little baby had his own bed, and it had a little cube. It was a, the building was built like a circle. And it had six cubes, I think, around there. And it had a center out in the middle of the floor where the kids and the little babies just crawled around.
Mm-hmm.
And they wasn't pinned down, and the girls wore booties.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have these old shoes to step on the babies
mm-hmm.
with. And the little babies, they sure was nice. They sure did train them nice, and they potty trained them.
Mm-hmm.
So when Vanessa left from there at 2 years old, she was already potty trained, and she could feed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing Vanessa standing up at a little table, just about as high as that table. And it was three little kids standing up there, and they, all three of them had a puzzle in front of them, and they was breaking that puzzle. And you better not get too close to one, or he'd growl at you. I thought that was the cutest thing. They were standing up there with Pampers on now,
uh-huh.
working a puzzle.
So, then from, I was just trying to, as Vanessa's growing up, are there any hopes that you have for her or expected for her?
Well, I don't have to have too many hopes for her in a way of speaking, because Vanessa is such a forward child until I think she's going to, I don't have too much of a problem. I don't think Beverly will have much of a problem for her because she's a well-liked kid. Then they, whenever she goes anywhere, we don't have no problem with her. Somebody's always willing to help us with her or do whatever is necessary. So.
Mm-hmm.
And she learns much better than Beverly did. So I don't think we'll have that much problem. I hope not anyway. But she seemed to be a well-adjusted kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets along with people much better than Beverly. She's not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Just like she told us one day, we had to go someplace or another, and we had to take her to dancing lessons. And we had to leave dancing lessons and go somewhere else or do something else like that. And she says, well, Mama, I tell you what, she says, you just drop me off at the dancing class, and I will dance my lesson. And when I get through, I will sit on the bench right out there in the front, in the room, she meant, in the front. And I will wait there until you and Grandmama come back. So you and Grandma go on wherever you want to go, and then come back and pick me up. I'll be sitting right there on that bench. Now, you know that was some talking. So, she can figure out things for herself. She's smarter than Beverly right now. She can come in. She can do things. You know, she can see that you need something, and she'll hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Beverly won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
She's just much smarter than Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
She'll see the key there, and she'll go try to open the door if it's necessary to open the door, whatever it is to do, and she just gets right in your way, and she's gonna help you. I don't care what. When time comes to clean up, she gets her the Windex and some oil and a rag, and she just gets busy dusting. And you can't stop her. So I think she won't be too much trouble. I think she's gonna learn better unless something stop her from this point.
Mm-hmm. As far as, if you were a young woman today and just, say, finishing high school, or in what ways do you think, or maybe even in say, your 20s or so, in what ways do you think things would be different for you?
I would go to school. I would finish college first before I'd embark in anything. I would go to college and finish.
Mm-hmm.
I would get me a degree in something. I don't know what, you know, I mean. And I was trying to get a degree in home economics, so I would have continued it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gotten a degree in home economics. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still get a degree in home economics.
Mm-hmm. When, as you mentioned that Beverly had not been sick much, or except for the time that she cut her head.
Yes.
What has your own health been like?
Well, it's been fairly well. I haven't had too much problem, mm-hmm. though I have lost all my teeth. I took them out mm-hmm. because I had pyrrhea of the gum. Mm-hmm. And in these late years, just after my husband died, I says, just when Vanessa was born, I had high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And I seemed to have arthritis or something in my leg. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I call it, arthritis.
Mm-hmm. What was menopause like?
It was no problem at all because I adjusted myself to things like that. It was normal, I said, and so if I had pains, I didn't pay any attention. I just ignored it and kept right on going. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't the type that said I flowed real heavy, so I didn't. So if I did, and I didn't notice it, I didn't pay any attention. When I got through the change of life, I didn't pay that any attention mm-hmm. either. I just went right on through, and I didn't stop to complain, because complaining don't, I mean, it's not necessary. It's a normal thing to do. If you live long enough, you'll go through that. Mm-hmm. So I just took it in stride. Mm-hmm. But Beverly don't take things in stride like that. Mm-hmm. She likes to play with them and pamper with them and give them a lot of attention.
Uh-huh. Did you go through any feelings at that time about, childbearing or I mean, beyond say physical stuff, just in terms of your feelings?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I just heard that it's the hardest pain to bear and the easiest to forget, so I just had that in mind, and I just talked that out. But I did tell myself, ooh, I don't see how I could ever have another kid. This is what it is. But I said, I guess so. But I did get pregnant again, but it was in a tube, so I had to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Is that after?
After Beverly was born.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What are your ideas on things like the ERA and abortion and some of the issues that the women's movement...
Well, I'm for abortion. I'm 100% for it. Mm-hmm. Because, but the only thing that I'm sad about, they could tell you something to do to keep you from getting pregnant. If they could find a better method to give you for an abortion if they would try. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to put it out. But they seem like to me society wants you to have problems with it, so they won't give you a good remedy for it. Mm-hmm. But I'm for it because I don't think you should have all these old children and you can't take care of them and you got to call on the state and the city and everybody else to take care of them. And I think it would be easier if you would just didn't have them to start with. Mm-hmm. And then, too, I think they should limit these women on a county with babies. I think after they have three, the fourth one, they ought to forget about it. Mm-hmm. I think the fourth one, they ought to either make them give it away or the county don't give them any support for it or something. Mm-hmm. They should have a better method of cutting down on these babies that people can have on the county.
When, were there any things around, you're talking about Beverly having Vanessa by herself, is there any part of it that's been hard for the
two of you? No part of it has been hard for the simple reason, even my friends and things, they're all in my corner. Mm-hmm. So I have no problem, just like I have no problem with a babysitter. I have friends and things that would tell me, if you need a babysitter, just call me up and tell me what time you want me to pick her up. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to pick her up? Are you going to bring her over, or do you want me to send somebody for her? Whatever, you know, just don't problem. If you just want her to come over to my house, just let me know. Because I have been nice to other people, and they may know that Vanessa is a well-loved child. Mm-hmm. So they don't have no, you know, everybody's willing to help. Mm-hmm. So I found that it's no problem at all. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful to me. I think a lot of women could have babies alone if they just tried, if they just knew how to operate it. Just don't depend on anybody too much, what I mean. Now, don't listen to people, and it can work out. You can work it out. You do need a friend, though. You need somebody to sort of guide you along and help you. But so many women do it all by themselves. They just have the man there in the way. They have to wait on him and the child, too. So you could do it by yourself. And what make you can do it by yourself is because you can find somebody, just like this big sister's leg over there. those pregnant girls would come to your home and take care of your baby for you any time of the day or the night if you just asked them to, with a very little pay. And so it's no excuse, you know. You can get help if you try. You have to pay for it, but sometimes you pay according to what you can make. And then after you, if you're sincere with it, somebody will come along and give you a hand. But I think it's nice that a woman can have a baby by herself and not look down upon. That's one of the nicest things that has happened. That's the going thing now. Mm-hmm. If you can have a baby by yourself.
So she hasn't had a lot of social pressure on her?
No, no social pressure.
Mm-hmm. I know that the last time I talked to you had not yet retired, and so I wanted to ask you... this time there's a lot of talk out of the fire. But how you feel about being retired?
Oh, I like it pretty well. The only thing, I do miss the people. Mm-hmm. I do miss the people. I do miss getting up and having to go to work. I kind of miss that. I do miss my friends. But I go back out there and see them every so often, so that's not too bad either. Now, I've just been retired since August, mm-hmm. So I kind of like it sitting around, but I do miss the people. Mm-hmm. I'll have to admit that. I do miss being around the people. I feel sort of like I'm no longer wanted or needed. That's one reason why I keep the little baby, so I can feel like I'm wanted, mm-hmm. and that I'm needed. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do like about it. But I have more time for Vanessa, too. Mm-hmm.
So Beverly and Vanessa still live here with you?
Yeah, they still live here with mm-hmm. me.
Mm-hmm. Is she still going to the nursery school then?
Yeah, she goes to the child care center, uh-huh. public child care center at the school. Mm-hmm. In September, she'll start the kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And then she'll go to the child care center so many hours, you know, take her there in the morning at 8 o'clock, and then about 9 o'clock she goes over to the kindergarten. I think she must come back around 11, mm-hmm. and then she stay there the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. So that makes it real nice for her. Mm-hmm.
So are there... things that you're doing now in terms of your social life that you were able to do when you were working?
No, not necessarily. No, it's nothing. I'm doing anything in the extras, about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Only thing about it is this gasoline has slowed us down. If it wasn't for the gas, we'd still be shooting in high gear. We'd be out in the streets all the time. Mm-hmm. But that kind of keeps us in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But... other than that, it's about the same. I say I'm going to do something different, but I just haven't gotten around to it. It just takes time. I'm still working on so many projects I have here. That's where we tore a box down right out there, mm-hmm. and we pushed a hole in there, and I patched it, and I got to patch it again. Mm-hmm. So it's just so many little things that I'm working around here, fooling with, mm-hmm. trying to fix up the old house a little bit better.
There are a couple other things about, just looking down at my notes, about the years before that I hadn't asked you and wanted to clarify. One was about, you talked to me about, I think that the time you were talking about was around 47 or so at North American, after the layoffs. Was that the period when you're telling me that they weren't hiring black women to work?
Yeah, that's right in there. Right after, when I came back, Beverly was born in 45. Mm-hmm. I went back to work there in 46. Mm-hmm. And that's when it was said, it was like 46, 47, 48, 49. Mm-hmm. They just did not hire any black men at all. Mm-hmm. It was just them. And no women either. Very few black women. I knew one black woman came in there. Her husband was working there, and I guess he got her in by some hook or crook. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there was no black women. If you could go and look at the record and see How many people was hired in during that time, those 4 years, I'm telling you that. And you'd just be surprised to know there was no black hired in as a, no black women hired in at all in production. And the only men that was hired in, they came in as a janitor. I don't care what they had, there was some fellows who came in there with a degree. They were still janitors. Some of them got to the place where they quit telling the fact that they had a degree because they'd tell them, oh, you're too highly educated to work here, and all we have to offer is a janitor work. And they, I don't know how they got away with that so easy and so cool, but I do know, too, they was the head man, and they do what they wanted to. But so often you go out to work. That's why a lot of people, colored people, say you go to school and you get a degree and this and that, and the other time you go out to look for a job, the first thing they want to tell you that you're over-educated. I realize they do that, too. But it's best to be over-educated than to be under-educated. But some of them got to the place where they would not give all their education. That's a lot of people have, colored people have applied for jobs and things, and they got the bottom thing down there, and when they got in and the man discovered, hey, you know more about this thing than I do. The best part, the higher up part of it, then finally they come around and tell him, well, I have a degree in this and that and the other. They say, well, it's not down here on your application. He says, well, the reason I didn't put it down there because everywhere I went, they told me I was too over-educated, so I have to work, so I just quit putting it down, and that's the only way I was going to get hired.
Mm-hmm. When you filed the grievance, did you, in later years, about the promoting of women?
Yes.
There, who did you have, say, on your side? Who was?
It's a strange thing. It was like me. I had nobody on my side. You know, I didn't have the company on that. I sure didn't have the union. Only thing I had on my side was the people downtown, whoever that was. If when I went, you know, you had to go downtown to the federal office or something like that, and that's how you filed it. But the thing about it is, when they would come back to North America and ask them the questions about it, what I had said was so true, so they couldn't. It was, you know, it's just they couldn't lie about it. I mean, they said, yes, she was working here. Yes, she applied for an upgrade. Well, why didn't you give it to her? Well, they didn't have an answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then they said, well, why, you know, this, that, or the other? So that's just the way it went like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and in the end, they just, it was the funniest thing about it, they just sent me a check for $100. And they didn't say anything, they didn't say what it was for or anything. So I just cashed it and went on, and then about 2-3 months later, then they offered me a better job.
Hmm. Now, did they treat you any differently after you had done that?
No, not necessarily so. They didn't have to treat me differently in a way of speaking. Well, only thing about it is they just didn't bother me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they wasn't any better to me necessarily, you know. They weren't, you know, they didn't go out of their way to be mean. They didn't go out of their way to be good. They just, you know, just sort of just straight down the line, you know.
Yeah.
But so, I guess they didn't. Yeah, how you doing? I see you pull. I know you must be wet. So, I know they didn't, you know how a big company like that, you know, they can just, they don't have to be sorry and they don't have to be glad. They just go ahead, just forget about you. You just one more over there. I'll just let you alone. That's what I'm sure that's what they say. We won't bother her because she's kind of bitchy. Let's find somebody else to pick on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
how long ago was it? That was in,
Oh, that was way back there, and let me see, it must have been in the top of the 60s,
uh-huh.
Somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything that, one more I was going to ask you, is, in the later years, when your husband died, had he been ill before he died?
No, he hadn't been ill before he died. He worked that night overtime.
At the
down at North America? Yeah,
North America. Uh-huh. So you weren't expecting
it? Wasn't expecting it.
Uh-huh. Was, did that change your life a lot?
Well, yes, it did. It sort of turned things around a little bit. But sometimes I often wonder, was it for the good? Or was it for the good? I wondered if he died. Sometimes I said, I think he died that I might live. But it turned my plans around because I was enjoying myself going fishing. I enjoyed myself going to the racetrack. And I had his companionship, so I broke that up. I didn't have no more companionship. Mm-hmm. I had to quit going to the races. I couldn't go fishing anymore by myself. Ooh. So it did change me around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Then I had nothing but my girl to lean on, and we just had to lean on each other from that point on.
Mm-hmm. Did he die? Was that just like a heart attack?
Yes, a heart attack. Mm-hmm. He had a heart attack at 11 o'clock that night, and 3 o'clock that morning he was gone. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have time to think.
Mm-hmm. What are the, you're talking about the sign that was the loss. You mentioned that it might have been for the better in some ways. What were the ways in which it...
Well, in the end come, I got sort of, I felt sick myself afterwards, and then Beverly wasn't leaving home, so, and I often thought about, and she wasn't getting married, I don't think he would approve of us getting Vanessa. Mm-hmm. So I said, that's why I said that was probably was for the best. Uh-huh. So, that's about all I could think of is... right through there. Mm-hmm. And I had a peace of mind after he died. I didn't have to do too much thinking. Whatever I think was mine, I didn't have to ask no questions. Didn't have to answer to any questions. Mm-hmm. Or whatever I was doing or saying or going to do, it was, I had to make all the decisions, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The last time I talked to you, you had thought more about plans about doing your hobbies and working more at that. Have your plans pretty much stayed the same?
Yeah, they're about the same. I'm still going to pursue some of my hobbies, but I just haven't gotten around to it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just look like to be busy doing something else and something else, but I'll get them together. I hope to anyway. That's my plans, to get my hobbies going again. Mm-hmm. That's my big hobby is on that quilt. I think I must have about 4 to make. So I make them and sell them, and that adds to the income.
Mm-hmm.
No, other than the fact that I'm just the happiest person in the world to have my little girl and my little grandbaby. That's